So we'll discuss Rav Shlomo Miller's Shita on porch minyanim. Again, it's based on this short letter that I assume is his. So number one is he doesn't really go into the sugya at all, let's say. He just gives you the bottom line. So the first thing he just writes, V'yesh l'daktik shekulon yirulas achazin. One has to be careful. I'll just give you some background. He's relying on a Rashba, which is a difficult Rashba, meaning difficult in the sense that Rov Rishonim disagree, and he only says it Derech Efsher, and he only says it by Zimun. He's not even sure by Zimun, by Tfila. The bottom line, it's based on a Rashba that people could see each other, they could be starved. So on this point, he has a Chumrah, or at least he says that it has to be either that everyone, all nine, let's assume you have 10 people, all nine people have to be able to see the Chazan, or the Chazan has to be able to see everyone. I think Rav Sternbrook seemed to say the Chazan has to see everyone, but he's a little more meku. In that sense, he says that, so number one, he's meku, he's saying a porch minion can be mitzarif. And he says, but make sure the Chazan can see everyone, or everyone can see the Chazan. Then he goes on. However, when he comes, he's hedging his bet, so to speak. He says, however, when it comes, since it's a, so he writes, She'ein lasos shum chazaras hashat, so don't do any repeat of Shmona Esrei, o kriyas haTorah, or kriyas haTorah, O Shar Bracha, and anything that needs, any bracha that requires a minyan, one should not do on these porch minyanim. Why? Kaven Sheish Pugsa and Mitzdar from Ayudei Bovad. Since there's a big machokas, the Rashba and against Rov Rishonim, whether seeing each other, even though you're not being in the same makom, is considered a tziruf. So therefore, imkan yesh kan suffik bracha levatola. So you have a suffik bracha levatola, since he's only mesupik. It seems to be he's mesupik if he go with the Rashba. So Rav Asher Weiss seemed to say everything goes. Rav Sternbruch already he qualified it already with making a tefilas nedava not to do beres kohanim, and Rav Shlomo Miller is having further qualification. He says he's questioning whether really we should rely on the Rashba. First he says you can, but he says it's a suffik bracha latoa, and therefore all you should do is kaddish v'kedusha. The assumption being is that even so, if there's a minyan, so by the anything that requires a bracha, if there's no minyan, it'll be a suffik bracha latoa. But apparently regarding Kaddish v'Kedusha, even if it's said in vain, so not to, obviously we don't do it, but there's no bracha levatola, so I guess he's saying that there's not much risk if we are wrong. If the halacha is not like the Rashba, worst case, it's a suffix, so we don't know. So therefore, if we do Kaddish v'Kedusha without a minyan, so it's... there's no bracha levatola. Ulachain nachon she yitzdarfu minyanei, and as well, he says, it's proper. And then he limits it. Not only when it's these porch minyan rach u'mincha. You should only have these porch minyanim at mincha. I guess you really don't have to worry unless it's Shabbos, it's about kriyas haTorah then anyway. But Rach l'mincha uspao mincha kasara, a chatzi mincha as they call it. Kadei loma rach kaddish v'kedusha. So again, he starts off with a big kula. We could rely on the Rashba that it could be starer for a minion. But after that, he hedges. He says, anything that requires a bracha, Chazaras Ashatz, Kriyas HaTorah, he doesn't Birkos Kohanim. Any bracha that requires a minyan, that he says, we should not take it as a suffix bracha levatola, suffix brachos lahakel. And however, Kaddish and Kedusha, he's willing to rely on, because even if you're wrong, it's not a bracha levatola. So he had a, so in terms of Rowan Zazay, he says either every person there has, all the minyan has to see the Shliach Sibor, or the Shliach Sibor has to see him. That's Rav Sternberg, is more machmer on that. And then both Birkas Kohanim, even Rav Sternberg agrees not to do. Rav Sternberg is going a little further. He's willing to do a, telling the Chazan to do a Tfilas Nedava in order to hedge his bracha. Well, Rav Miller is not, and regarding Kriya Satori, he's all in on, even though you have plenty of potential bracha levatola. So he makes an interesting, so Rav Sternberg made an interesting distinction. It's not just with bracha levatola. He only mentions that by Birkas Kohanim, but Rav Shlomo Miller says anything there as a chashash bracha levatola, no. So therefore he limits it to a chatzi mincha and only Kaddish and Kedusha, he writes. And of course, well, one, you know, I guess the question is why only Mincha? Why not Ma'ariv? There's no Chatz. You don't need Chazaras HaShatz. We'll see, you know, whatever. If you think Baruch Hu is a problem, you could skip Baruch Hu. That's a discussion. And then why not just do a Kaddish? But you don't know. I'm just reading what he writes. Api Svara, maybe he's not encouraging him too much. But Api Svara, based on what he's saying, and there's no reason why Ma'ariv shouldn't work, and maybe leave out Baruch Hu, perhaps. He doesn't tell me what he thinks about Baruch Hu, whether it's a bracha about whether you could, what happens, you know, if you could do, if you don't have 10. But even putting that aside, and then why not Ma'ariv and that? So that's the psaka of Shlomo Miller, very hesitant about porch minyanim. So we have Rav Schechter, the strictest, like no hesitancy. It's a no-go. You can't do anything. You have Rav Usher Weiss on the other end, who seems to say everything goes as long as you're on the same side of the street. Rav Sternberg is more makel if you have across the street, but he has other chermas about only the chazan seeing everybody and no birkas kohanim, but he's makel by Kriyas HaTorah and other people doing it. And Rav Shlomo Miller seems to be in between, that he allows a minyan for something, for Kaddish and Kedusha, but not for Chazara Shasatz, Kriyas HaTorah, you know, I guess Birkas Kohanim and those other areas.